Hello, I am the Crancher.
I'm James.
And we are the Game Design Critics. This episode is about a game called Bot World Adventure. Now, if you're not familiar with this game is, well, they call it an open world adventure on the Play Store, but we'll get into that. It's basically a Pokemon-esque game, or if you've listened to our other episodes, Koromon, where you collect different robots and you use them in battle and you get to upgrade them and you pretty much do missions and gather a lot of stuff and pretty much build up your robots and use them in a variety of different things, like in the arena, battling guys in the world, and there's other things as well. Let's put it this way. My highest level buy is level 15. I kind of hit a wall, but what level did you kind of hit in your time?
I got my boss to level 10.
Okay. Dang. Okay.
Well, it's not level. Is it? Upgrade 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's level, more or less. Let's get right into it. We can talk about what we did not like about it first. I got the big one I want to get out of the way. So, in this game, there's a boat. And the boat, it is something that you upgrade. Like, you have a set of missions that you do. I think they call them quests. And those are real simple things, like deactivate 3 landmines or something in the world. They're like stuff you do in the world, more or less by accident. They're not stuff that, like there's purposeful stuff, but it's like, you don't, it's all optional. But the boat missions are what unlocks more of the world for you to explore. And this boat, every time that you upgrade it, which is like you first start doing like 3 quests to unlock it, like defeat 5 bandits or something like that. And then it'll be 2 other ones. But then it gets harder and harder. Every time you upgrade the boat, you get skill points that you get to put into different traits you can use in the game. Like, for example, one of them was like every 6 hours you get 40 coins and you can upgrade it twice up to 120, which is the max. And every, 6 hours you get 120 coins, which is pretty nice. But there's other things too, like, for example, every time you leave the island to go exploring, you use up a repair canister, which, if you're familiar with other mobile games that have like battery or whatever kind of energy you have, that when you don't have energy, you can't play anymore, essentially. You can upgrade that. You can upgrade how much money you get, how much experience you get. There's actually a wealth of things to upgrade. But my problem and first dislike is the amount of grinding that you have to do. The farther you get, the more stuff you have to do. And at the point where I'm at, it's just silly how much stuff that I have to do it, to upgrade it. And I get it. It's a mobile game. You want to keep people playing. But to me, it's a huge turnoff because it just feels like I'm not going to ever get this done. I mean, for mine, I have to defeat an arena master, Reginald. And this guy, it's kind of unique because the last time you had to fight an arena master, it was all 6 robots against all 6 of his robots at the same time, which is the first time that ever happened in the game. But now, Reginald, it's 1-on-1. So you pop a bot down, then he pops a bot down, they fight. And then whoever continues fights the next one and goes on and on. He just murders me every time. And then it's complete 8 contract, which is not a big deal. And then I got to collect these materials, which are just hard to find. It tells you where they are, but man, they're hard to find. Anyways, the amount of grinding, the farther you get, it's just ridiculous. Like, upgrading your bots, it got to a point where, like, I have more than enough upgrade materials for all my bots, but I'm missing one key component for every one. Like, there's bots that do splash damage, bots that do, there's splash, there's tank, like, the tanks have tank plating, the splashers have splasher explosives, the, evaders have evader spray, and for every one level, you need one of these, well, at least once you pass level 10. And I barely ever get one of these anymore. So all my bots have just been the same level for a long time. And grinding to get those is just, it's horrible. It's like, the one thing that makes me happy is getting being able to upgrade my bots. When I go for a long time without upgrading, it makes me so sad. I feel like I'm wasting my time. I feel like I'm not making progress. So that's my dislike. Sorry, I'm going to let you talk now.
One of my dislikes is the energy cap, because, like, on top of me trying to grind for stuff to level up, also level up the boat too, I'm, like, capped by, like, how many canisters I can use during a run. Then I have to wait, and then, like, let's say, like, this game's kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah.
In a sense, right? You know, like, Pokemon where you can grind levels, right? You can also find some items here and there out in the wild, but like once you like you need like your Pokemon is close to all dying, you can just go back, heal a Pokemon, do the same thing again, grind levels. But in this one, not only am I grinding for levels, I'm also grinding for the drops material. Sometimes it's not a guaranteed drop, and I have to do it over again, and then sometimes I get rushed down by like a bunch of mobs, which drains my canisters even faster. Mm-hmm. And then I'm forced to go back. And then at that time, it's like boom, I'm down to like one canister, and then I'm still waiting for the recharge, which is like 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like once I use that, it's like it's gone. It's like I guess I have to wait. It's like even if I come back 30 minutes later, I'm only going to have one canister.
Yep. You can only get to do it one. Now, you can watch ads to get a free play, but who wants to do that? Now, there's two kinds of canisters. There's the kind you have when you're out there and it repairs you when you heal. And then there's the kind you use when you leave town and it takes one away. Those are two different kinds, I think. I could be wrong. I think they are. Because I got 7 and I... You know, I'm kind of confused. I might be wrong. Sorry. Continue.
No, you're good.
It's hard to tell. Because they only refer to them as repair canisters. Like, I'm looking at the upgrade right now. There's one that says, increase repair canister effectiveness by 20%. You can upgrade that twice. Max is 20. And then max repair canister count increased by 2. You can get that twice. And if you're at 2, or sorry, if you're at 3 when you start, you add 2 twice. That means you get 7. That's what I have. Which actually, side note, I found a bug. I had maxed out my canister storage, which bumped me up to 7 canisters. And I still had 3. I had 7 for like a day or two, and there must have been an update or something, but it bumped me down to 3 for a while. It didn't really impede my progress too much, because my play sessions were generally like I'd use my 3, and by the time I came back there, I'd have one more to use. So it didn't really hurt too much, but I was just like, man, I could have sworn I upgraded that. Then like probably a month later, it bumped back up to 7, and I was like, that was weird. So, anyway, that was a weird little bug.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you noticed this. I think, like, during the earlier times on the game, I could do, like, auto placements.
Yeah.
Are you still able to do that, or was that removed?
No, as far as I know, you can. That was, the auto stuff was smart.
Because like after I updated, I couldn't see the option no more.
Oh, interesting.
I was wondering if it's like whether it was bug or not, or like the devs actually took it out.
Huh. I know nothing of that. Interesting. Okay.
So it was only after I did the update that was removed. Okay.
Weird.
Got it.
Yeah, grinding is a pain. Grinding is a tricky thing in games like these because people want to grind as long as they have something to grind for. Like if I know that there's like a big prize at the end, I will grind so much just to get it if it's worth getting. But my problem is that if I feel like I'm not making progress, it's kind of a bummer. Like if I'm getting materials that I already have and I'm not really getting the rare stuff, or I spend an entire session grinding and I don't get what I need at all, it's a huge bummer. I mean, especially this day and age. And I say this every single podcast, but there's so many mobile games out there that the second your player is just like, man, this game's bumming me out, they go play something else. And the chance of them returning to your game is even less than it was before. So we want to avoid that as much as we can. It's a huge balance. This one's weird. I'm putting this down as a dislike, and I'm sure you're going to want to talk about this too. So, as part of the customization in this game, you get to so in the battles themselves, you basically place down your bots, and then you can't control them anymore. But you can control your character outside of the battle circle, and you have abilities that you can use. Like you can throw like a fireball. You can make a you can like immobilize bots. You can shoot a missile. You can do all this stuff to help turn the tides of battle. And those things are called, I should know this. They're called boosters. Oh no, sorry. They're called abilities, but there's also boosters you bring in the battle as well that can do things like increase the area of effect for splasher bots by 25%. Like that one's a special one, but the other ones are like increase bot crit damage, give your bots life steal, increase how long stun effects go for, increase how fast you generate power. Because of course, you have abilities to use in battle, but you have this like power bar that fills up one unit at a time, and then the abilities cost between one and four of those to use. So you have abilities and you have boosters. They both come in the form of essentially cards. When you have three of a kind of these cards, you can combine them. Now, in any other game I've seen in my life, when you combine something like this, you get a stronger version of what you started with. This game, it created this unique idea that when you combine three cards of the same kind, it pops out a random card, a random new ability or booster. And I could see the advantage to this. There's some excitement, but there's a lot of times when I have like Firewall. I use that a ton. And I had three of them, but one of them I was currently using. So the risk was, do I use it and combine it and get a random thing that might be good or it might not be? And I said, screw it, it might be good. Ended up not being something I use, and I was at a big disadvantage for a long time. And that happened more than not. Most times I combined them and was disappointed. I mean, what happened with you when you combined them?
When I combine them,
Yeah, when you combine the three and get a new one.
I didn't really do that, actually.
No?
No.
I think the mom does that. Or it's the person in the corner of the boat.
No,
You
I didn't.
never did
I
that?
didn't combine. I like it was there, but I never actually did it.
You probably have so many right now then.
It's just been sitting there.
Yeah, you probably have so many cards. Like abilities. You probably have like 30 of them.
Like the only time I combined was like when it first introduced it to me.
It's kind
That
of a
was it.
disadvantage. It's kind of a tricky thing. Because you're taking one of your favorite parts, like your favorite abilities, and you're combining it, and you're essentially losing it. It could be for something better, but it also has a higher chance of giving you something you won't use. But, I mean, I would think that the best stuff is higher up, and it's like, you have tier 1, you combine it and get a random tier 2, combine those eventually and get a random tier 3, and then possibly one more tier above that, and that's the point, is to get to the highest tier of stuff. But it's like, it's really disappointing to combine something you like and get something you don't like. But I guess, you know, I could be like you and not combine. Maybe that's what I should have done.
I did find a lot of cards, but I never actually used it. Because, like, I'll come back to that, like, later in the future.
That's
and
funny.
I never did.
It is funny to see how you approach these games differently than me. Like, the last game we played, you just stuck with one character the whole time.
I was thinking about it too, right? It's like, okay, so since I'm getting my first starter, right? This is how I usually play Pokemon, okay? Like, all the Pokemon games. The first Pokemon I catch of different types, I'll keep them in my roster for the entire game, okay? Like, I don't care. If people tell me, oh, but this Pokemon is, like, stronger, there's more stats. If it's the first thing I caught and it's that type, that will be it. I mean, I'll probably change it later to, like, level up and get the information it later and see. But, like, I like the first thing I caught, that's what I'm using. That's the squad right there.
Hey, you're loyal to it. I like that.
I like the moment I saw the tank, I was like, yeah, that's the tank. Like, it took me a while to level up because I couldn't find parts to upgrade. I was like, my tank kind of squishy right now. When am I gonna get parts for this?
Who did you get?
I was like, I got the melee one,
the slicer?
The one that rushes them down and then throws them backwards.
Rushes them down and throws them backwards.
I forgot its name. But it's the one that looks like.
I not have him?
He dashes towards them and starts beating them up, then he throws them backwards.
I don't think I've seen that. What is he? Does he resemble anything?
Resembles like. It's like an ostrich. It runs towards them, beats them up, and then throws them backwards.
I don't have him. Damn. Yeah, okay.
It's the starter one.
Yeah, I got the frog.
Oh, you got the evader?
Yeah, I got the evader. He slows him down with his stuff. He was my favorite for so long, and now he's just like, he's on one of my, whatever called, the guys who do jobs, the recruits. He's in my recruit gang. Yeah, he's downgraded. I like that rocket one became my favorite.
The rocket launch.
Yeah, Rocketeer. He was freaking awesome. He was one of the only ones I got to level 5 on the AI skill tree. He is badass.
Like. He's been there. He's like my strongest unit because he's always getting leveled up. I was like, you know what? It's my starter. I'll focus most of my resources on it. And then I'll focus on the other ones later. I'll go out and grind for the materials.
But is your levels wacky? Like, is your starter 10 and everyone else like 6 and 7?
They're close.
Okay.
So, I got like some level 7 in there.
See, my party's nuts. I got my okay. Wait, let's what's your dislike?
Well, another thing that I dislike game is the slow level upgrade. I don't know about you, but it's like it was so slow.
You're talking about
like,
AI?
Beyond, the AI upgrades to get to like level 5, right? I was like, there's no way it's this slow. And, like, even when I got, like, a new bot, right? like a new schematic. I tried it out, right, just to see, like, and I went to, like, the highest area that I could go to, and then I went there, have it out. It died, right? Because it's low level against the high level boss. It died. I was like, okay, but it's still there. It should still get some experience. And then the moment I beat it, I was like, it barely moved. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
And then, like, all my other bosses, like, gained the same amount. I was like, there's no way. Come on.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I mean, you do get, now I want to say
It's like,
you it depends on your use in battle. If you use him in battle, he at least gets a little.
but still, though, like it's against a higher bot, won't it be able to get the same amount of experience?
It should be more.
Should be more because
Should
it's
be.
a low grade bot with zero upgrades and everything. It should still get like a significant amount of boost in
Yeah.
that sense, and then it starts to get slowed down as it gets to the supposedly level for the area.
Yeah, it creeps. It barely moves. I mean, I felt the same way. I was like, this is the slowest XP bar I've ever seen build. But once you kind of play for a little while, all of a sudden it's like, oh, he got a level up. Oh, we got another one. Like, if it does move, you just got to keep using them. And you can spend your boat upgrades to increase how much that XP you get. You can get up to 15% boost for that XP.
I feel like it wasn't even enough.
It makes a difference, but yeah, it's slow. It has to be slow, though.
That
It's
XP
gotta be.
upgrade.
Yeah, I mean.
I was just trying to get that level one upgrade first in the higher area, but like I was like, okay, so maybe give it like I'll fight like 10 bots. All right. Boom, but big I could barely scratch level one upgrade. I was like, okay.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, I think you're trying to do it the wrong way. I don't know if this is the case for sure. But what if you get the same amount of XP no matter what level enemies you fight? So you're trying to fight high level enemies to get more XP, but you're still getting the same amount as you would if you would have fought low level enemies. So if you would have went back
It's the
to.
same ones even with my higher boss. Like I looked at the experience gains that he gained. It's like it says it right there. Boom. Like numbers are
Yeah.
like pretty much the same. And
Yeah.
I put in my other one also. It's also the same. Like despite the level difference on that bot, it's still the
So
same.
they're per battle, not per bot you're fighting against. So what you need for those is just a lot of battles in a quick amount of time. Then you would see a way bigger increase.
It's still slow.
I
Still slow.
agree with you though. Yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, I get why it has to be slow because if you hit level 5, you're done with that bot. You're gonna put him away and work on another one. At least that's how I approach it. If I max a guy out, I don't want to use him that much anymore. I need other ones to max out. I mean, I maxed out the rocket and I maxed out, who was it, Berserker? No, he's got one more. The rocket? The bomb? Nope, he's got one more. I got a lot of them that are at like, they need one more level. I did like how you have two choice. Oh, I'm gonna wait for likes. Damn, everybody's at four. Okay. I kind of touched on this earlier. The really long boat upgrade gathering as you get on. I'm just gonna mention that. I'm gonna jump to my other one. Okay, so this one's kind of weird and super specific, but I don't know if you got this far. Wait, did you make it to the desert?
Yes.
Okay. There was a quest in the desert that just drove me nuts. I forgot exactly what it was, but it was 30. Does that ring any bells?
No, I don't think I ever got that.
You had to do, you had to.
Sorry.
You had to. Dang it. I did so many quests that it's hard to remember. I'm probably wrong, but I think it was gathering 30 scarabs. It was something you had to do 30 times, and it just drove me nuts. Because, I mean, What game? Like, you play a ton of MMOs, and MMOs love to do fetch quests. Have you ever done a quest in a game that makes you have to collect 30 of something?
I mean, some of those quests makes me kill like 5,000 mobs. It'll really? Take a while. Yeah, it'll take a while, but I'll get it done.
Yeah, it's just, well, here's the thing. You gotta collect 30. You can only, like, you can't just walk around and do it. You have to kind of walk around, clear the area, leave, spend another canister, and come back and get a bunch more. That's kind of why it drove me nuts. I mean, not to mention, I was in the next area after the desert, and I had to get, yeah, Fall Grove, and I had to kill 20 Frosties, and, like, I'd maybe get 5 or 6 per run. So I'd have to constantly, like, leave and come back. It took days to do that, which I guess is the point. But it just irked me a little. I'm like, 30? And now it wants me to get, I have to collect waiver forms in Saltwater Swamp, and I need to collect 30 of them. Not to mention that area is super dangerous. That, okay, that's going to be my last dislike. I'm stuck in the game. There's nothing I can do besides spend money or grind endlessly. I'm in the Saltwater Swamp, and all the enemies are like 14, 15, and I'm 15. My average level is like 14 for my 6 bots, and I still get stomped. Every single time I fight a guy, he just wrecks me. And I'm talking, I'm full health, everything, and I just get wrecked. And, like, I don't know what I can do. Like, yeah, I could spend money, but that's not the point. I mean, if I had money. But I'm just stuck, dude. I hit a wall and I cannot get any farther. It just drives me nuts. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Dedicate endless amounts of time to grinding and barely make any progress and hopefully that I get what I need eventually? That's a big ask for a player. I mean, I feel like as a game designer, you have to kind of tease progress to the player. Give them something to shoot for. And not slam them into walls where it feels impossible to progress. Because I'm like high enough level to annihilate the stuff in the area before it, but the new area is way too difficult for me. And I can't get what I need because it's very difficult and rare to get the pieces I need to level up. It's kind of a catch-22. Okay.
It was like that too, where like the first boss I fought, like we had the same level, right? The boss. But for some reason, her boss shut down everyone in my squad. I was like, okay, there's no way. There's no way I'm beating this boss like this. I need to do something different, like level up. I'm like, what can I do? What can I do? Like, I can't go to the next area. I'm locked down by the boat level.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best I could do is like gather more materials. And mind you not, I could further upgrade the boss that I have already before upgrading my boat. So I'm also stuck in the boat requirement. And I was like, okay, cool. So what do I do here?
You're kind of stuck.
Like before I even get to it, I'm getting rushed down by all these other mobs. And then by the time I get there, I'm like, I'm already low on canister. Like, my boss is like already half dead. I was like, I'm not beating it like this.
Yeah.
I gotta go back.
That's what happens to me. I'm supposed to gather 30 waivers in that area. And it's like, I can maybe do 2 battles before I die. Usually it's 1. And it's like, there's no way I can do this. Like, I've hit such a huge wall. The big disappointment, too, because I really enjoyed playing this game. This game took over my life for, like, a month. Like, I absolutely loved playing it. And I hit this wall, and I'm just like, barf. It just stinks, man. Okay. What else you got for dislikes?
I talked about it a little, which is the boat level. Like, on top of grinding, right? You hit with lower requirements for your bots against enemies, right? The boat also is tied to the bot level up and region.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I was like, well, why is there so many requirements just to do a lot of leveling? It's like, okay, right? Like in Pokemon, you have to fight. Like, you could still go to the region as long as there's no event stuff happening in that region, right? But there'll be higher levels. That's fine. It's fine. But they have level requirements. Like, you have to beat gym leader for like certain levels of Pokemon to listen to your commands. Otherwise, they won't listen to you. That's fine. That's fine, right? But then I have to go grind. Get my boss to like a decent level to where they can actually fight the other AIs. And then in order for me to actually go get more, because some of the stuff that requires for their leveling is like in a new area. And it says like, oh, you can only find this in the desert. And then I was like, ah, well, I can't go to the desert because it's not unlocked. It says I need to upgrade my boat.
Yep.
But like my boat's only level 2 right now.
That means you're close though. If you start getting those quests, it means you're real close to getting it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're kind of gatekeeping the area. And yeah, with the energy cap, the energy slow recharge, it's also going to take some time for you to actually get
it. Yeah.
So it's you're kind of locked in between. It's like, okay, yeah. Try and get as much materials as you can before your canister runs out and go back home. But then the moment you run out of canister, you're limited in your progress for your boat level ups and all the other requirements. So it's like I'm in a loop, basically.
Yeah. I have to deal
with this, and then and I have to wait for recharge. And then once my recharge is gone, like, okay, I have like this one piece that I need left. And then I get rushed down by like multiple mobs just trying to get to that one area before I can even do what I need to.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, you can be strategic and use your boat upgrades to change some of that, you know, because you can increase the amount of loot you get for beating multiple mobs. You can increase the amount of canisters you bring with you outside. You can increase the effectiveness of the repair canisters.
When that first boat upgrade, right, it gave us like a charge of energy, right, that we could use in the boat upgrades.
Yeah, you get 3 points. You put them all into coins?
No, I put them on every single one. I didn't even read it, right? I didn't even read what he did. I just put, I'm going to put a point here, I'm going to put a point right here, I'm going to put a point right here. It was until later in the game I started reading them. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
You know, like, what I could have done? If like, I actually read this instead of just putting points in random areas? Yeah. I was like, it would save so much time. I was like, you know what? But it was still slow. It was still slow.
Yeah, it will be. Well, that's because you chose to do it the hard way by not paying attention, you maniac.
Because I saw recovery option, recruits. I was like, what the hell are recruits? Right? I was like, because it wasn't introduced to me until later on the game. I was like, recruits. Mm-hmm. I'll just put a point in it anyway. right here.
So I mean,
so I put points in the stuff that I didn't even need yet. I was like, because it wasn't even introduced to my level. I was like, sorry, bing, 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 put it right there, and then we're done.
That's your fault, you maniac. I mean, it'll even out when you eventually get to that part. You'll be happy you did that, but right now, yeah, that's useless. That's useless, my friend. I wonder if you can respec.
Oh, one part of the boat level requirement I didn't like was like upgrade this certain amount of times.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? How am I supposed to upgrade 40 times? There's no way. It's like,
dude,
it's forcing me to upgrade like boss I have never gotten. I was like, but I need this materials. And then it's like, okay, game. It's like, dude, like, I see you.
It stays with that. Because my current one was upgrade bots 150.
I was like, that's a long time.
Dude, 150. What the heck? Crazy. It's crazy, man. And you're absolutely right. There's gates. Everywhere you look, there's gates. Not physical gates, but just like mobile game, typical mobile game gates. It just they're compounded in this for some reason. Okay. Oh, I had one more dislike, but I forgot what it was. Darn it.
Entourage before the boss. That's one of my dislikes.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to say that you can kind of outsmart the enemies. If you run away for long enough, they stop chasing you. If you're really careful about the route you take, you can avoid a lot of it. But sometimes you can't. And especially if you want to pick up loot, you can't. Because they're always near the loot. Always. Okay. Do you have anything more for dislike?
No, not really.
Okay, let's bang out these likes. All right. So the first big like that I want to bring attention to is combat. I thought the combat was spectacular. I mean, come on, dude. It was so fun. Every single battle was fun until I was getting annihilated and had to watch my guys die. But it was really fun. There's just something I just maybe it's just me as a designer myself or all the games I played in my life, but I think it's really interesting in a game where you plop the units down and you can't control them. They have to do things on their own. And to me, that's super exciting because it's up to you to place them in a very strategic manner to get the best use out of them. And it's like watching, I'm not a big sports guy, but I imagine it's like watching football. Like you're watching your team play against another team. You can't control them. You're just excited when your team does good and their team does bad. It's kind of like this, where like I place them down and I get to watch them go at it and I'm kind of cheering them up. Now, while they're fighting, you get to use the abilities and you also have whatever boosters you have attached to your guy as well. And I absolutely loved it. I mean, it's this is one of the best combats I've seen in a mobile game, period. I mean, at least from my perspective, I really, really like it. It's got strategy, it's got variety, it's got leveling up, different ways to level up your guy. It's got everything when it comes to that. I mean, how do you feel about the combat?
How I saw combat was mostly positioning, because at that point it's like I compared like TFT, right? You played it,
Yeah.
like positioning matters in that game, right?
Wait,
It's like depending on the position you put your, like, let's say you put the tank like in the center. Now, once the battle starts, all the aggros is like on that unit while you have the other
yeah.
ones like supporting it. So that's how I thought about the game, right? It's like, okay, so mostly tanks gonna be the one, but the one that's gonna be taking the forefront of the damage. I like the combat system. Okay, don't get me wrong. There'll be times where like my units would target the wrong one, even though I put them as close as to it as possible, right?
Yeah.
But they target the different unit that I want them to target to. I was like, no way, man. It's right next to you. How do you target that one when it's right next to you?
It's the
And
AI.
then,
It's not going to be perfect.
because like,
Right?
I thought it was like it'll target like the closest one, but no, it targets like somewhat closest to it. Like even though it's like the literally the closest one towards them, it targets the wrong one.
Well, I'd say it depends on what you're talking about because if it's a ranged guy, sometimes they have like, you play Clash of Clans, right?
Like my melee unit, there's a ranger and an evader right next together, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to take out the evader first because my melee guy can't really do anything much to that evader. So I'm trying to get that out first using my evader, which is like overpowered. But no, it goes for the range guy because it's just standing still. I'm like, Come on, I put you right next to that evader. That way you can target it and kill
Yeah.
it before you move on to the ranger.
It's got that unpredictability where like even your best plan could kind of go the wrong way just because of one little variable. But I kind of like that. That's appealing to me. It makes it more exciting. I mean, I liked pretty much almost every battle I fought. Even the PvP. I mean, that's kind of tricky because it's got like a real unpredictable nature. See, folks, the way combat works is you take turns placing your bots. Unless you're fighting the AI, the
The wild
mobs.
bot.
Yeah, the wild bots. They all them are spread out in the arena already, and then you just kind of get the advantage and can put yours wherever you want. But any other case, when you're fighting other bot masters and PvP and whatnot, you have to put your bots down one at a time. And it's like, okay, I can put my tank down. That the other guy puts down a ranger, and I was like, oh, cool, he's gonna put a ranger down. I put down my slicer next to his ranger because he's just gonna mess him up. And then he puts down something next to my slicer, and then I put down something, and then boom, the battle goes. And it's like, it's tough to get the upper hand. Like, you can have the best plan in the world, and all the other guy has to do is put like one bot over here, and it's gonna mess everything up. I like that though. To me, that's awesome. It's tough. It makes it even for both sides. That's why I like it. Even though it might not
Million
feel like
dollar.
that. Huh.
Yep. I don't know about you, but I like the variety of the bots.
Yes.
Like, each bot had their own unique fighting style.
Yeah, they have so if you want to break it down, that was actually one of my likes too. So we can break it down. There's a Vader, tank, Slicer.
Those are just classes. I'm talking like the
Right.
bots themselves,
Yeah. But I'm just
right?
trying to give them the idea of the variety. A Vader tank, Splasher, Slicer, Sniper, Brawler, and a Vader. Dude, it's nuts. There's so many. Yeah, and
Like
you're
even
right.
if they belong in the same class, they're like the stuff they do is like sometimes better than the bot that you're using, right?
Dude, absolutely. I mean, I started with Barry, who's like a barrier Barry, that tank guy. And he was like, he was tons of health, not that much damage, but he always he got to use a barrier around himself to protect him. And he was the only tank I had for the longest time. And then I got the Brute. Well, he's actually a brawler, but he was the only other tank I had. And then the Berserker, who's actually a tank, he's the big red guy with the shield.
Oh, yeah, I apologize for that.
He is now my favorite tank. He like rushes at him with the shield. That's they do have a big variety in the bots, but some of them are definitely stronger than others because some only have two abilities and some have three. Like Barrier does headbutt, or Barry does headbutt and energy barrier, whereas Berserker does punch, charge, and shield slam. So it's like, I mean, if I'm looking at their health. Berserker has 9,114 health, and Barry has 8,850 with a 2-level difference. So, yeah. Okay, continue.
Like, if you think about it, right? If you really want to be like complex in this game, like you want to like figure out like synergies, which boss synergizes with what, like there are synergies. There are a bunch of synergies
Oh
that you
God,
can do.
yes.
Like to like maximize their traits and their battle style. Like you can absolutely do it. You can absolutely destroy them. But you can also think about the same time that enemy can like another players could also do that. So at that point it comes down to like, is your synergy compatible against that or is it like incompatible?
Yes. It's how it works with any really well balanced game, is that for every advantage, there's a disadvantage as well. So even your best strategy, it's like rock, paper, scissors in a sense. Like, you could have the best strategy in the game, but if someone else uses this strategy, they're going to kick your butt. Like, there's always kind of a backdoor to the strategy. So that's, it's like, it's impossible to win in all situations. You have to be able to kind of prepare for everything in a sense. It's very well balanced, is what I'm trying to say. It's, you can get very strategic, but yeah, there's tons of synergies. There's like, dude, I have Yankee, and I never really used him, but I've seen him used against me, and he's done some serious damage to me. Like, I've seen people, yeah.
It's that slow moving one, right?
He's the one who pulls people towards him.
I have that one.
Yeah, I didn't really use him. He's one of my least used ones, but I'm just like, I don't see a purpose for him. And now I'm like, wow. Like, I've seen people use him and it's nuts. Chainer.
Because he likes to pull people in. I'm like, oh, that's pretty nice. But it's like I use him as like my sub tank, even though he's not really a tank, but he does some of the job done.
Yeah, brawlers a lot of times can be used as sub tanks. Depending on, like, I have Chainer for that job, and Brute. Brute's the one that's got the mace for the arm. He's nuts. There's one later called Scatter, which shoots like a shotgun. It shoots garbage like a shotgun spray. And it's like, if you're close to him, you're going to take big damage. But if you're not close, he's not going to do so well. So if you have Yankee and him put together, oh, man. He could pull people in and the dude sprays them with shotgun. Good night. That's a big like for this game. There's a lot of synergies. There's a lot of different combinations that are effective. It's so well done. Okay. We've kind of touched on this already a little bit, but I want to bring it back up again. Upgrades. You have the boat upgrades, for one. There's a lot of variety there. I would never do this, at least not anytime soon, but if I was to start over, I would definitely upgrade differently as far as the boat is concerned, because a lot of times I just kind of went like, oh, I could see this being beneficial, and I would upgrade it, and I did kind of what James did, where, like, I didn't read all the way to the right side of the screen at first. I mean, I kind of skimmed it, but I missed, like, keywords. All arena. Huh?
Key upgrades. Yeah.
There's an other category that's, like, all chests contain 10% more scrap. Well, all arena-related chests contain 10% more scrap for the arena. Like, while running in the critters, they have a 10% chance to drop a burst of bonus scrap. The repair canner effectiveness. I found that at boat level, like, 4. And I was like, oh, I need that. I did max out the scrap collector. You generate 16 pieces of scrap every 6 hours when that's maxed out. You get a lot. That's why I have so much useless scrap. I have, like, the common scrap. I need the rare pieces, but I never get them anymore. But, whoa. Having a Discord error. Say that again.
Did you use the shop?
Yeah, a little. I mean, oh my god, that should have been a dislike. Coins were kind of hard to get. I used the shop a little. I'll get to 500 and I'll buy one of the things I need. Like, right now, a Vader spray is on sale, but it's 500 and I need it for 3 different bots. The problem is the shop only changes every 6 hours, I think it is, and you can only buy one rare material. And that's pretty much if you have five, if if you had enough, you could buy one rare material every 6 hours. And right now, I'm getting like one rare material every 4 or 5 days. It drives me nuts. Because until I get those, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I can't progress in the game until I get those. But the AI upgrades for the bots, they offer 2 different trees to take. So there's 5 upgrades for that. And for each upgrade, there's a different choice. Like, do you want to give your bot 15% more damage or 20% more speed? You know, it's those kinds of choices that you get to make. And me as a gamer, I love those kinds of choices. I love
9 upgrades.
What do you mean?
Because like the one of them is like you have to take it no matter what. Is it different for other ones? Because like that's how I see all of them. Like they have 2 choices, and then there's only like 1 where it converges.
Yes, they all have 1 where it converges,
which you have to take no matter what.
Yes, so technically there's 4 choices, and then 1 that you have to pick to continue on.
Yeah.
So that one's usually really good, depending on the bot. It's usually like one that's completely beneficial. That's what I like about it, though, is the choices are difficult to make, because that they can really change the tides of battle.
But you could always reset it, though.
Yes, yeah, they made it really easy to do that, and I appreciate that. I'm not one to respec, though. I hardly ever respec in games. I'm just like, I'm gonna live with my decision. Like, one of them was, like, the first one for the rocket guy. He has a move that's called Concussive Blast, which what that does is, what the heck? That's weird. Apparently, it says knockback stun duration increased by 100%. So it's going to double the length of the stun. Or knockback damage increased by 200%. So you can double the damage you do from knockback. So it's like it's really difficult choices. It all depends on how you want to use the bot. To me, that's beautiful. I love that. I love sitting there going, I don't know which one of these to get, and having to play out both the scenarios in my head. I'm crazy for that kind of stuff. Okay. What else you got for likes?
One of my likes was like the overall on scene, or like what do you say? Background.
Oh, like the world.
Yeah. Like they really thought it out in a way, and like it's like it wasn't too bright. It was like it fit perfectly to the art style, like how the did their bots, because I imagine the bots had to be like made first before the world, right?
That's,
do you think
hard
so,
to say.
Or is it the world first, then the bots?
I would say they're probably both being made at the same time so that they both could mesh well together. They probably did a lot of concept art for the world and then the bots, and then I'll plan to get the colors just right. Because it is like bright and colorful, but it's also like realistic as well. It's not too cartoony.
Like the amount of details, like there's shadows, there's like stuff in there, right?
Oh yeah.
It's like it was really well done.
It is. I like the graphics a lot. Like there's a lot of little details that kind of pop out at you. Plus the world is unique. Like every area you go on the map, it will kind of look different. We'll have different features than others. It's not just generic. Oh, that's the thing I wanted to bring up. Remember when we read about this game on the store and it said open world?
Yeah.
Would you consider this game open world?
kind of hard to say with the boat gate.
Exactly.
That's acting in there, but the moment you open it, then it could be considered an open world once the boat requirement is out the way.
Open world means you can kind of go and do whatever you want. In a sense.
In late game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, open world games are like, you can go to, you can kind of run in any direction until you hit something you like. And do whatever.
It's kind of like Final Fantasy. But like, you can go to other places. But like,
yeah.
Instead, like, if you don't have that DLC, though, you kind of can't go there.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I got hyped, because I was like, holy crap, a mobile game that's open world and not a super grindy MMO? I was like, this, I'm going to like this. And then I was like, oh, I see. Like, I thought it would at least take some aspects from open world. Granted, it probably becomes more open world when you got a lot of the map open. Even then, though, you can't really go exploring because you have only so much health. And, like, every battle you fight is going to take away from how much you can heal. So you can't really explore as you would a normal game. But that's okay. This game has its own charms and its own features that are really nice. Okay. What other likes do you got?
Indeed.
What?
Hmm?
What other likes do you got?
I don't know if this is a like. The music is that it was like only one music I've heard.
I never really turned my volume up on my tablet, so
you
I
did
don't.
It?
Not really.
I kind of forgot this. Put this in the. Well, I mean, I don't dislike music. But at the same time, it kind of got old because it's like the only music I heard throughout the whole battle. Like, even during the boss.
Interesting.
It was like the same one.
So one battle song for every battle?
Yeah, basically. Huh. I was like something else different, right? Like, because I fought the boss. Right? It is literally the boss, the story quest. And I'm like thinking like, oh, cool. It's gonna have, might have some new music than this music that I'm hearing. No. It's still the same one.
Well, they're probably, I mean, this is a new game. So it's probably still coming. I would think. I mean, I don't think.
At least there'll be like more than one music.
Yeah, one song.
One background music in there. More than at least two music.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I didn't even notice it. My volume's only loud enough to hear, like, some slight sound effects. Because I always play tablet and watch TV. So I don't want the tablet interfering with what I'm watching. Even though I pay more attention to the tablet than the TV.
I guess that could be my improv. Like, more music variety in there.
I think you're right, though. You're improved. Yeah, more music. Are you done with your likes?
Yeah.
Okay. I got an improve. I want to make it so it's easier to get rare materials. Now, I don't want it to be super easy to get rare materials because, of course, this is a mobile game. You don't want people beating it in a month and just putting it away forever. But you don't want people to be like me and get stuck at a wall and not want to play anymore either. So you have to find some middle ground. Now, I can buy rare materials at the shop, but I'm not trying to play for a week to get, like, to upgrade two bots in a week. That doesn't feel like progress to me. I'd rather play something else and start the process over than grind that hard for something. Because those two upgrades aren't going to make a huge difference. They're not going to make me do better in the swap. They might make me survive for one more battle, but I'm still stuck completely.
Would you say have mini boss spawns that drops rare materials?
Dude, yes, that's a good idea. Well, I was thinking like I had an idea for it that I didn't write down. I was thinking just like have them show up in the shop more often, make it so you can buy two or three at once instead. Like, you can even make it so you could buy, if they each cost 500, put two in the shop, you can buy two for the price of 800 or something. You know, some other way to get more instead of just like grinding for days and days to get one. Or make them pop up in chests. Yeah, put freaking bosses in the overworld that can drop them. Just some other way to get them. Now, granted, there is like the weird survival areas, the danger zones you can go to. I've only been to that one like four or five times, the snow one, like four or five times. Haven't found too many of my rare materials. I just feel stuck, man. I feel like I can't go anywhere unless I spend money, and that's not what you want to hear someone say about a mobile game.
Like, I looked at the Battle Pass, too. Did give a lot of stuff, and some of those stuffs are, like insane. Like it can literally make the game for you, like, smooth sailing.
I mean, that's cool if you got the money and you want to do it that way, but it's still going to lead to more money, because you're still going to hit a wall, I imagine. That's the sad part.
So some of them, like, was, like, seasonal upgrades, like I forgot what it was, but all I know is like it was like can't, it was only available through that season. Like,
that's, yeah, that's crappy. Sort of. It's not crappy when you're in the season, but when the season ends and you're like, aw.
Like, yeah, I looked at it and I was like, oh man, that's really good, but like I don't want to spend that money though.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. So, I got one more improve. I don't know if this will be completely beneficial, but I wanted to throw it out there. Your little speech earlier gave me an idea. It's about the AI XP. That sounds like a weird word, AI XP. That, like, what if you got little boosts of it? Like, if one of your bots, let's say that in a normal battle, every bot you use in the battle gets 10 XP, AI XP. Let's say every bot he kills in that battle gives him an extra 5 XP. So, like, it gives you an incentive to play more strategically with your bots because they'll get more XP. And then also, okay, here you go. Here you go. Okay. So, when you max out the AI XP at level 5, you essentially have nowhere to go with that guy anymore. He's fully leveled. You're done with him. What if you could start the process over again and just add tiny bonuses to what you already have? Like, in the example I used before with the rocket guy, it was either increase the stun duration or the knockback damage. So the stun duration was increased by 100%. The knockback damage was increased by 200%. What if you got to add 25% to one of those? You know, what if you could go back through the AI skill tree and just add little bonuses for each of the levels? That way you could continue to level up, so it wouldn't just cap you at 5, and you would keep wanting to use that guy more and more and more. That way you don't have to end it so early. Because I feel like there's a lot of bots, and I got to level 5 like relatively easily just by sticking with the same bot the whole time. So I feel like it's like a new game plus for the AI skill tree. Okay. That's my improve. So James, begs the question, would you recommend this game to someone?
I would, if the energy cap was like a little bit on the downside, like reduced it by like to 20 minutes at least. 30 yeah. minutes is pretty long wait time. Not a lie.
It is. I agree. There's some things that they can definitely tweak on this. Now, granted, this is a new game. It's kind of a new approach to the Pokemon genre. You can expect these sort of flaws to happen, and that's okay. You know, that's the beauty of the world we live in, is that nowadays you can change things on the fly with games like these. I certainly would tell people to play this with the with the added footnote of, like, you might hit a wall later. That might be frustrating. But until you get there, it's going to be really fun. You're going to enjoy it. A lot of strategy, a lot of fun choices, a lot of fun battles. Just can be grindy at times, but everything else can make up for it. It's pretty fun. So that's it for Bot World Adventure, people. The next game that we are going to be playing, if you want to play along with us, it's called Evertile. Evertile. E-V-E-R, Tile. And as far as I know, it's on both of the Play Stores, Apple and Android. Now we are going to play it. So, thank you all for listening. And I am the Crancher. Who are you? Who are you?
I would give it like a 7. Crash? You still there?
No, we just wait for your name.
Oh, James.
That is James.
I couldn't hear you for a second. I was looking at my ping. It went to the red and it cut out.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for listening. We are the Game Design Critics. And
I'm James.
We are the Game Design Critics. And we will see you next time. Thank you for listening.